Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bob Walk, brought to you by Mike Kelly, Cadillac, Chevrolet, Hyundai, Kia, Route 8, and Butler. We're joined by Bob right now. Bob, all right, we knocked this around before we patched you through the phone line. Inside or outside for you with this humidity and rain? You on the back deck or are you you inside?
I'm on the back deck. I got a nice roof here. It's got some ceiling fans going and coffee. I like watching the rain. So it's coming down pretty decent right now.
All right, and second cup or first cup still?
This is the first cup of freshly brewed. The first cup I had today was yesterday's microwave reheat.
Nice.
So that'd be second cup.
Yeah, that would be second cup. All-star game. Do we need to fix it, or is it okay the way it is?
I think everybody probably has their own opinion about it because everybody's got different expectations about what it should be. As a naive youngster growing up, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Now that I've been able to see exactly what it is, now I kind of take it for what it is. It's an exhibition game. It's, a lot of stuff going on off the field. You have the home run hitting contest, which is really popular now, especially with the way they're hitting the ball so far. So I don't know if they have to fix it. For me, it's no big deal. I really don't watch it anymore, so I don't really, care that much. I obviously always look and see how our guys did and see, who won. But, that's about it for me now.
Well, what are some things you would like to see fixed as far as with the Pirates on the second half here? I know the first seven games are at home, Cardinals and Brewers right in front of you.
I guess just more consistency overall would be a good answer to that. But to get into specifics, I think the offense could do a lot better than they did the first half of the season. I know that there are some reasons in that area, I think, to see the improvement. Kutch is back to being as good as he's ever been, the way he played in June, and hopefully he can do the same thing. He's off to a good start. Might be player of the month for the National League 2 months in a row. That's going to help a lot. But getting Marte back, and hopefully Marte is the player that we want him to be, that would I think really help us out a lot. But the consistency on offense hasn't been there really all year. You've seen some good efforts from them, but we need more in that regard. And also, I think the bullpen, not necessarily the ninth inning. I think that's pretty much in good hands with Rivero. But the seventh and the eighth inning still, to me, has to be proven that they can handle that. On a basis where you're not like, okay, we'll see how this goes. There's been stretches where that looks fantastic, where the main four guys out there, the guys you expect to pitch the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, are get on a roll and do well. I don't know if it's too much of an expectation to have all four of them clicking all the time, but if you can get those four guys pitching the way they really are capable of pitching, then you can get a nice rotation where nobody's getting worn out, where everybody's getting a night off, and you can turn these games, you can really shorten them. That, we got the lead after the sixth and certainly the seventh. We should never lose a ball game if those guys pitch the way they can. So I think those two things are, what I'd like to see continue. I feel very comfortable with the starting rotation right now. Obviously, it could always be better. But as long as the five guys that are in there now stay healthy, I think that we have the pitching talent to be okay in the Central Division that we're in right now. Maybe we're not going to rip off a huge winning streak or anything like that, but we got 2.5 months to make up seven games. We can do a lot of that in this next homestand, these next 7 days. We could cut a couple of games off that, maybe Leaf Town just five games back. You know, so I like that situation, but that's my wish list, mainly offense and consistency out of the bullpen, and then my fingers crossed that the starting rotation stays healthy and continues to pitch at least as good as they are right now.
And Bob, to that point about these seven games coming up, three against the Cardinals and then four against the Brewers, just how critical are these to, you know, setting the tone here for the second half and where the Pirates really are in this division?
Well, just as critical as the road trip we came off of. I mean, that was huge. You going into that, if you don't have a good road trip, you're probably going to be sellers going into the trade deadline. And by, you know, taking three out of four in Philly, taking two out of three from the Cubs, now you're back into that situation where, okay, it's not going to be easy, but we're still in striking distance and there's still plenty of time left. Now, that could all go the other direction in a hurry if you don't play well in these next seven games. So they are extremely important to me. And I know that you know, a lot of people will downplay that importance just to kind of, you know, remove the pressure a little bit. But, you know, maybe you don't have to, you know, do what they did on the road and take three out of four, take two out of three. But it's got to be something close to that to put yourself in a decent spot going on a West Coast road swing. Because it's the facts are the facts. The trading deadline's coming up here soon. And a decision about, are we going to go for it this year, or are we going to trade some pieces and try to collect a couple of guys that might help us in the next couple of seasons, that's going to have to be made real soon.
Everybody's been waiting for the Milwaukee collapse. I don't think that's going to happen, but I would ask you this, Bob. Are they good enough to run away with this division, given that they're 5.5 up right now?
Yeah, I don't think they're good enough to run away with it because their pitching just doesn't have the track record to do that. So I would say no. I think they're good enough to play at a 500 level the rest of the way, maybe a couple of games over 500. Yeah, you can certainly have to give them that. And so that is what you have to look at is, okay, if they play 500 the rest of the way, what do you got to do to catch them? And that's, I think, the reasonable goal. If we're wrong and they continue to play the baseball they've been playing, well then, hey, so be it. They did a great job and fooled everybody. But, you know, just looking at their track record, looking at the pitching that they have, you think, well, they'll probably not continue to play as well as they've played to this point.
Bob, enjoy the rest of the break. We appreciate it. And baseball in just, 48 hours or so. So that's
it. It should be an interesting conversation next Wednesday. We'll have a good piece of this homestand gone, and we'll have an understanding, I think, then of where we stand.
And we'll have a left fielder back as well.
That's right. That'd
yeah.
be another thing to talk about.
Absolutely. And we'll do it next Wednesday. Bob, thank you so very much.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. Bob Walk, one of our favorites.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.